The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 536.
Dance in the graveyards and while I'm alive, I don't wanna be alone.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a musician and podcaster. In this show, I share my love of Irish and Celtic music from around the globe, and I want to introduce you to some amazing Celtic bands and musicians. The artists in this show need your support, which you can do by buying their music or telling a friend about the band you found. You can also find a link to all the artists along with showtimes for each song when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. I am looking for some good stories to share in 2022 for our companion podcast. Pub Songs and Stories is a virtual public house for musicians to share the stories and inspiration behind their music. If you have a story that you'd like to share about a song from a gig, or maybe just a piece of Celtic history that you love, drop me an email. Put pub story in the show subject. Tell me your story. Maybe I'll ask you to record your story for the show. So we are nearing the end of 2021. And for this end of year episode, I decided to go to our patrons and say, what songs would you like to hear? Let's do a flashback episode of some of the great music that we've had on this podcast for the past 16 years. Yeah. And they sent a whole bunch of great requests. If you'd like to make one of those requests in the future, go join our patrons. Follow the link at songhinge.com. We kicked off the show with Runa. That was Dance in the Graveyard from 10, The Errant Knight. Next up is Screaming Orphans with Rocky Road to Dublin from Ballads Rule, okay?
Oh, gather here to sit on to crack, with our glasses in our hands and our work upon our back. But there's ne'er trade among them all can mend or can mack, if it was not for the work of our weavers.
If it was not for the weavers, what would you do? You would not hae a cloak that's made of wool. You would not hae a coat, neither black nor blue, if it was not for the work of our weavers.
Now there's folks that have no need of other tradesmen's work. The women need na barber, the dykers need na clerk, but none of them can do without a coat or a sack. Now they canna lack the work of the weavers.
If it was not for the weavers, what would you do? You would not hae a cloak that's made of wool. You would not hae a coat, neither black nor blue, if it was not for the work of the weavers.
Now the soldiers and the sailors, and there's firemen and all, there's doctors and there's ministers, and them that live the law, and our friends in South America, though them we never saw, we can they wear the work of our weavers.
If it was not for the weavers, what would you do? You would not hae a cloak that's made of wool. You would not hae a coat, neither black nor blue, if it was not for the work of our weavers.
A trade that never can fail, so long as we need gold for to keep our body hale. So let us all be merry for a bicker or good ale, and we'll drink to the work of our weavers.
If it was not for the weavers, what would you do? You would not hae a cloak that's made of wool. You would not hae a coat, neither black nor blue, if it was not for the work of the weavers.
If it was not for the weavers, what would you do? You would not hae a cloak that's made of wool. You would not hae a coat, neither black nor blue, if it was not for the work of the weavers.
Send my love to Charlie. Weave the yarn, spin the yarn, much to do, little time dance around the fields of corn when I marry Charlie. Weave the yarn, spin the yarn, I'll be wet tomorrow morn, catch the thread upon the thorn, send my love to Charlie. Weave the yarn, spin the yarn, much to do, little time dance around the fields of corn when I marry Charlie. Oh, I'll never forget the day I met this brassy lad. I was making awful merry at a party. He gave me such a startle when he grabbed me by the hand and proclaimed I was the girl that he would marry. old. I pretended I would act a little haughty, so I told him just to test him if his love was solid gold. He would have to wait till I was over 30. I'll weave the yarn, spin the yarn, I'll be wet tomorrow morn. Catch the thread up on the thumb, send my love to Charlie. Weave the yarn, spin the yarn, much to do. It was a waste till 30. Ah, weave the yarn, spin the yarn, I'll be wet tomorrow morn. Catch the thread upon the thorn, send my love to Charlie. Weave the yarn, spin the yarn, much to do. Little time dance around the fields of corn when I marry Charlie.
I cannot deny it. My heart lies smothered in my breast, but it's not for me to let the world know it. A troubled mind sure can know. Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit ye down upon my knee and tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so by thee. I wish I was in some lonesome valley where womankind cannot be found, where the pretty small birds sing on every branch, and every moment my darling. Come sit ye down upon my knee and tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so by thee.
After Screaming Orphans was Tullamore with Work of the Weavers from Wild and Wicked Youth. Mary Nickel was after that with Weave the Yarn from Weave. Then my song Peggy Gordon from the CD The Bridge. That was Yours Truly. And finish it up with Sire, the title track from their album The Winter King. And they have a new album that's coming out. I will have it on the podcast starting next year, so stay tuned for that. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. And I'd really love to get your feedback, so drop me a line. Peter Bingston emailed, Mark, I was listening to Nightfall during my walk this morning. I enjoyed it a lot. When I got home, the Tucson paper had a full-page article about the Tucson Celtic Festival this weekend. I'm planning to be there one of the days. He also emailed a photo. I walked under a different bats and bicycles art piece walking along the Rieto River this week. You can see that picture in the show notes. Lewis King emailed a photo. Hi, Mark. I wear my phone in a small bag on my chest as I walk and play podcasts. No earphones because of possible traffic. I walk alone or with my dogs. I listen to several podcasts. Yours, Mike Harding, Kilt in a Twist, Copperplate, UTMA. Also, some country, Bluegrass Highway, Old Time Country Shots, Bluegrass Radio Show, and Wood Songs. Thank you so much, Lewis. You can see the photo that he sent, again, in the show notes. Danny Mims emailed, years ago, I took the genetic test, and it came back 12 out of 13 markers Celtic. The 13th was Germanic, which is where the Celts came from. Thomas Mims came to the New World, Virginia colony in 1657 from the village of South Mims outside of London, where the Mims had been heralds and pages to the kings of England for generations. Very cool, Danny. Thank you for sharing. Colm Kelly of the Guinness Brothers emailed, just wanted to say a big thank you for all you do for Irish music. We listened to the podcast and they were great fun. If you ever need a guest, please let us know. Thanks, Colm. I do always need guests as well as new music for the show. So if you have not submitted, if you're in a band and you have not submitted music, it's very simple. All you do is go to 4celts.com. That's the number 4celts.com. Complete the permission form and I will get you on the show. Now, of course, I also have the pub songs and stories and that too. All you have to do is drop me an email. Let me know what your story is and maybe I'll ask you to record it. I would love to get some more stories. I'm planning the 2022 season of pub songs and stories and I'm looking at just 10 stories for the show. So the show will not be coming out every week. So that means there's going to be limited opportunities to highlight your music. So if you want to be one of those artists who gets featured, then definitely drop me an email. Email CelticPodcast@gmail.com puts pub stories in the subject line. All right, let's get back to a nice long set of music, starting off with Terry Griffith. This is Rising of the Moon from Songs from the Pub.
Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush me, buckle, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get ye ready quick and soon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon, oh, the rising of the moon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering's to be. In the old spot by the river, quite well known to you and me. One more word for signal token, whistle up the marching tune. With your pikes upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon, oh, the rising of the moon. With your pikes upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon. Out so many a mud wall cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was throbbing for the coming morning light. Murmurs ran along the valley like the banshee's lonely crew. In a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon, oh, the rising of the moon. and a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. There beside that singing river, that dark mass of men was seen. Far above their shining weapons hung their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, forward strike the marching two. And her army voice for freedom is the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon. And her army voice for freedom is the rising of the moon.
Mr. Valentine's dead in his drink in Manhattan's, singing a coal miner's tune. In his daddy's tuxedo, his Fred Astaire shoes, he's the best looking corpse in the room. Mr. Valentine's dead and the angels are waiting down at the end of a bar. And they're drinking martinis and laughing at nothing and smoking Havana cigars. Have you ever seen dead men dancing so lightly? Ever heard corpses who sing? Mr. Valentine's dead and the angels will take him, but not till he's finished his drink. Mr. Valentine's dead, but that won't slow him down. He's determined to stay on his feet. And he bangs on the table and orders around, and he pays with the gold in his teeth. Mr. Valentine's dead and he's singing in Spanish, wearing a rose in his hair. And the angels are howling and drinking tequila and shooting their guns in the air. Have you ever seen dead men dancing so lightly? Ever heard corpses who sing? Mr. Valentine's dead and the angels will take him, but not till he's finished his drink. Mr. Valentine's dead, but he still loves a party. He's always the last one to leave. And he hangs down his head and he cries like a baby when the band plays Goodnight Irene. Mr. Valentine's dead, but he never looked better. The priest will meet him tonight. Tell his mom to stop crying and the band to keep playing, cause the angels are too drunk to fly. Have you ever seen dead men dancing so lightly? Ever heard corpses to sing? Mr. Valentine's dead and the angels will take him, but not he's finished his drink. La 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 la.
Stay. the broom or the cardinals. Fain would I stand my encountry, tendon or feathers yose. Hard fate that I should banished be, gone way o'er hall and moor, because I loved the fairest lass that ever yet was born. The broom or the cardinals, then would I stand my own country, tendon or feathers yours. Adieu, farewell all pleasure there, to wander by her side again is all I crave or care. Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny, the broom or the cardinals, fain would I stand my own country, tendon or feathers yours. Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny, the broom or the cardinals, fain would I stand my own country, tendon or feathers yours.
Oh, the devil in hell, they say he was chained, and there for 1,000 years he remained. He neither complained, and nor did he groan, but decided to start up a hell of his own. Well, he could torment the souls of men without being shut in a prison pen, so he asked the Lord if he had any sand left over from making of this great land. The Lord, he said, yes, I've plenty on hand, but it's way down south on the Rio Grande, and to tell you the truth, the stuff is so poor, I doubt it'll do us a hell anymore. The devil went down, looked over the truck, and he said if it came as a gift he was stuck. For once he'd examined it careful and well, he decided the place was too dry for a hell. But the Lord, just to get the stuff off of his hands, he promised the devil he'd water the land, for he had some old water that was of no use, a regular bog hole that stunk like the deuce. So the grant it was made, and the deed it was given, the Lord he returned to his place up in heaven. The devil soon saw he had everything needed to make up a hell, and so he proceeded. He scattered tarantulas over the roads, put thorns on the cactus and horns on the toads. He sprinkled the sand with millions of ants, so the man that sits down must wear soles on his pants. He lengthened the horn of the Texas steer and added an inch to the jackrabbit's ears. He put water puppies in all of the lakes, and under the rocks he put rattlesnakes. He hung thorns and brambles on all of the trees. He mixed up the dust with chiggers and fleas. The rattlesnake bites you, the scorpion stings, the mosquito delights you by buzzing its wings. The heat in the summer's 110, too cold for the devil but too hot for men, and all who remained in that climate soon bore stings, bites and scratches and blisters galore. He quickened the buck of the bronco steed and poisoned the feet of the centipede, and the wild boar roams in the black chaparral. It's a hell of a place that we've got for a hell. He planted red peppers beside the brooks. The Mexicans use them in all that they cook. Just dine with a Mexican and you will shout, I've got hell on the inside as well as the out.
A little bit gory, a little bit happy, a little bit sad, of Lily the Pink Ant, her medicinal compound, and how it slowly drove her mad. Neat Ebenezer thought he was Julius Caesar, so they put him in a home, and then they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's Emperor of Rome. We'll drink a drink to Lily the pink,
the savior of
the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Meet Johnny Hammer, had its terrible stiff hammer. He could barely say a word, so they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's seen. We'll drink a drink to Lily the pink,
the savior of
the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Freddy Klinger, the opera singer, who could break glasses with his voice, they said. So on his tonsils he rubbed medicinal compound, and now they break glasses over his head. We'll drink a drink to Lily the pink,
the savior of
the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Mr. Frears, who had sticky out ears, and it made him awful shy, so they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's learning how to fly. We'll drink a drink to Lily the pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Uncle Paul, he was very small, he was the shortest man in town. So on his body he rubbed medicinal compound,
and now he's 6 foot, but it's underground. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of
the savior of
the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Lily died and went up to heaven. Oh, the church bells, they did ring. She took with her medicinal compound. Hark the herald angels sing. Bum, bum, bum.
We'll
drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of
the savior of
the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of
the savior of
the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
Shed it on the deck. It didn't have bait, so the fishermen bled. Drew it to the stream in a portrait of red. Let it spread thick where the fish break bread. His family stay at home in a cold shiver shack, tackling a toe for the bridge it never crossed. Low went the lullaby's mother's fainted song, but she sang and she sang that her husband wasn't lost. Stranded in the midst of a lock without a key, his paddle broke a week ago, the grit of his teeth chatted in a speech, a fight against defeat. A mystery of heat still push him through a dream. Dedicated passage to the rapture survival. Lost too many family and friends to stay idle, so he stands tall and fights to find a meal for the bellies of his love and the plates of his legacy. Heads up, reckless, shattered on the deck. Didn't have bait, so the fishermen bled. DNA encoded with every single day. Sweat from his head, drip mixed in the bed, where the fish stay away from death next to bread. They can sense a future to the fisherman's dread. He'll never give up, he'll never give less, so patiently awaits for a catch on his quest. Patiently awaits for a catch on his quest. Patiently awaits to relax broken breath. Patiently awaits for a catch on his quest. Patiently awaits to relax broken breath. Heads up, reckless, shattered on the deck. He didn't have bait, so the fisherman bled. Drew it to the lock, let it drip into the water, hoping that a shark had evolved from his father. Too many bodies he had buried in the deep, tied a rock to their feet. Watch as they were sinking to the visions of his dreams and the memories of a light, but the darkness rained heavy and the heavens did he cry. His bones grew brittle with every day that he tried to tell his wife and his kids happy wasn't a lie. Kings and queens would pray for their pride, and every now and again a feast they would find. Ghosts in the water were angels in the stars, and when he gets home they'll point with their hearts to the moons, to the birds who run and take flight, and with every single breath they will look to the sky with their heads up, reckless, shattered on the deck. Didn't have bait, so the fishermen bled. Went too many tears for his fears to give thanks, so patiently awaits for a catch of the day. Heads up, reckless, shattered on the deck. Didn't have bait, so the fisherman bled. He bled and he bled with a stick and a thread. Waiting to get home, look his wife in the eye and break bread. When he get home with a smile and break bread. Heads up, reckless, shattered on the deck. He didn't have bait, so the fisherman bled. Heads up, reckless, shattered on the deck. He didn't have bait, so the fisherman bled. Bled and he bled, dick and a thread. When you get home, pat his kids on the head. Look his wife in the eye with a smile and break bread.
Thank you.
lights on, and I look up to the sky above, and I can name every star I see. And I will pose to the ones I love, and I will dance to the midnight sun. And I will close to the ones I love, and I will dance to the midnight sun.
After Terry Griffith came Trinity River Wailers with Mr. Valentine's Dead from Party in a Box, then Jim Branigan with the Brooms of the Cowdenknowes from his Jim Branigan's Favorites. Ed Miller was after that with The Devil Made Texas from his album The Edinburgh Rambler, then Brobdingnagian Bards with Lily the Pink from Brobdingnagian Fairy Tales, and the ever popular and probably one of the most requested songs, Count 4DB. That was The Fisherman's Song from Rylander, There Can Be Only One, and we finished up the set with the Gothard Sisters' Midnight Sun from their same-titled album. Thanks. Before we get started with my usual thanks, I do want to send a quick thanks to Carol, Annie Lorkowski, Juliet Ling, Michael Caine, Asa Swain, Aaron Nix, Lorraine Healy, and Benjamin Goldman. They are all the people who, over on Patreon, they said, I would like to hear these songs, and gave me a whole list of songs a while back. And so I really appreciate all of you for sending in these song requests. And obviously, as you can see, there's only a handful of people, which means there is room for a lot more. And so if you ever want to make a song request, join our patrons of the podcast and stick around, because I will be doing other shows just like this. In the meantime, thank you, patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out at least 4 times a month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. You can pledge $1 or more per episode. That's it. And you can cap how much you want to spend each and every month on Patreon. If you pledge $5 or more per episode, you'll also get the all-new music-only episodes. I introduce the show, play non-stop music for nearly an hour, and then close the show. Plus, you'll get access to hundreds of free MP3 downloads. Super special thanks to our newest patrons, Darren Lowell, Matthew Solomon, and Darren Mahoney. Thank you so much for supporting the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Again, I cannot ever begin to tell you how much I appreciate you allowing me to share all this music with you. And because of your kindness, I can make a living doing this and music, both those two things together. That's how I make a living. And so I really appreciate all your support. You can also become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhinge.com. Now, we have several playlists of Celtic Christmas music that you can enjoy over on Spotify. One day I will get them on other services, streaming services, in case you listen to those as well. But right now they're just on Spotify, and the latest ones were sponsored by patrons of the Celtic Christmas podcast. That is another one of our companion podcasts. There's a couple new episodes now online, and you can learn more about Celtic musicians with Christmas music and get a sampling of some of their music in that show. You can also stream one of our Celtic Christmas playlists, including the latest one, which is Christmas Driving Playlist. It's time to visit family and friends for the holiday, so gather up your presents, climb in your car, and enjoy some upbeat Celtic Christmas music to make the time on the road a little more fun. Find a link to the playlist in our show notes, and if you prefer podcasts, which obviously most of you do, then you can support the Celtic Christmas podcast on Patreon, because you will get an extended podcast version of that playlist, but it is exclusively available for patrons. There's only one more episode that's coming out to round out the year, so subscribe at CelticChristmasPodcast.com to celebrate Celtic culture through Christmas music. And let's continue on with our show. Next up was Chambliss and Muse with Wild Geese from Passing Times and Glories.
Solar tide. of earth all four. Oh, wind, I ken them weel and you, and fine they fall and rise. And fain I'd feel the creeping mist on yonder shore that lies. But tell me, as you passed them by, what saw ye on the way? My man, I robbed the roving gulls that sailed up in the day. But saw ye Nathan Lee in wind afore you come to fight? For there's muckle lie in yon the tay that's mair to me nor life. My man, I swept the Angus braes that you have not trod for years. Oh wind, for gee a aimless lone, what can I see for tears? Saw the wild geese flee. A lang, lang skein of beaten wings with their heats toward the sea. And aye their crying voices trailed a hint them on the air. Oh wind, hey mercy, what you wished for a darna listen.
In his hair, a stain on his shirt from he don't know where, but a smile on his face like he just don't care. But now's the time for dancing. Breaks his back, working down the mine, selling his soul for a dollar and a dime, but a cup of tea and he'll be fine. But now's the time to dance. So let's dance, feel the groove and dance. Let your body move and die your hands. Put your cares away, save away for another day. And dance, feel the groove and dance. Let your body move and die. Bones. Sheenie comes home from a day in town. Two hard jobs you just hold down. But now you've seen a hint of a frown. But now's the time for dancing. Kids growing up and doing okay. Jeannie worries anyway. Saves the money for a rainy day. But for now she's gonna dance. So let's dance, feel the groove and dance. Let your body move and die your hands. Put your cares away, save away for another day. And dance, feel the groove and dance. Let your body move and dance. Jiggle the old bones. Sue's got a brand new man, a blue-eyed boy with a Midwest tan. She said she's gonna marry him when she can, but he's gotta learn to dance for tonight. It's gonna be the first day, and Mom and Dad will seal their fate. So we better scrub up and not be late, but now they're gonna dance. So let's dance, feel the groove and dance. Let your body move and die hands. Put your cares away, save away for another day. And dance, feel the groove and dance. Let your body move and dance. Jig of the old bones. Kids are grown and left the home. Billy and Jean feel all alone. This great house won't cozy and warm. It just feels empty. Christmas time is coming soon. Now they'll need to clear the room, for everyone is coming home. Now's the time to dance. So let's dance. Feel the groove and dance. Let your body move and dance. Put your cares away. Save away for another day. And dance. Feel the groove and dance. Let your body move and dance. Jiggle the old bones. Body move and dance, put your cares away, save away for another day. And dance, feel the groove and dance, let your body move and dance. So let's dance, feel the groove and dance, let your body move and dance, put your cares away, save away for another day. And dance, feel the groove and dance, let your body move and dance. Jig of the old bones.
clear is the water that flows from the boil. My love is fairer than any. It's not for the passing that my sister came, not for the grief of my mother. It's all for the loss of my bonny Irish lass. My heart is breaking forever.
Walle, ni Leute kommen in der Ruin hier nach schießen hatte, loben ma hatten Tried hier der Futter, Walle, vor dem Walle. Tara Horse, Quille, Bummes, Quirig, Jalle, ni City, Genie, um machbaren Natten, baren Natten, Kurde me dumpt und Klee, hier der Stumpe, Batte, Stumpe, Fulligan Peabody, healing laddie, healing laddie. Portna Fulligan Peabody, healing laddie, healing laddie. Sean O'Callan Peabody, Spirche Marshin, Spirche Marshin. Sean O'Callan Peabody, Spirche Marshin, Spirche Marshin. Thank you.
언나와 대화도 기는 연다 과는 다 현논 샨스과 드리허 닷논 현디 현라샤다 이수사하던냐 아하던냐 이수사하던냐
이수사하던냐
하여 기형 킹하셰 헌야에 헌노 염통군 다견된 교생자던 나란녀 화리 혼나와 괴던 교생자던 화헌현 이수사하던냐 아하던냐 이수사하던냐 Chrétien, prenez courage, Jésus sauveur est né. Du mal à les ouvrages, à jamais sont ruinés. Quand il chante merveilleux à ses troublants appâts, ne prêtez plus l'oreille, Jésus est né, Jésus est né. Cette nouvelle dont un ange est porteur, oyez âme fidèle et dilatez vos cœurs. La Vierge dans l'étable entoure de ses bras l'enfant Dieu adorable, Jésus aimé, Jésus aimé.
Let Christian men take heart today, the devil's rule is done. Let no man heed the devil more, for Jesus Christ has come. But hear ye all what angels sing, how Mary made for Jesus King.
Jesus Adonia, Jesus is born, Jesus Adonia.
Chieftains saw before Noel a star as bright as day. So fair a sign, the chieftain said, shall lead us where it may. For Jesus told the chieftains three, the star will bring you here to me.
Jesus Adonia, Jesus is born, Jesus Adonia.
After Chambliss and Muse came Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer with Jiggle the Old Bones from Sleep Deprivation, then Kennedy's Kitchen with Red is the Rose from The Whiskey of Truth. Yarla O'Leonard was the next artist with the Goat Song from his album Foxlight, and finally, Heather Dale, that was Huron Carol from her album This Endless Night, which seemed appropriate way to end up the show since next week is a Celtic Christmas episode of the podcast. So I hope you will enjoy that episode as well, as along with the Celtic Christmas podcast. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. And if you did, please share the show on social or with a friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If a song or tune on the show inspires you, support the musicians. You can buy their CDs, digital downloads, shirts, pins, stickers, songbooks. You can follow them on streaming, see their shows. You can support more and more Celtic musicians on Patreon. And of course, I always appreciate it when you drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. It lets them know that what they're doing really helps. So go support these artists. Let them know. Every week, you can get Celtic music news in your inbox. I've been making the newsletter a little bit more streamlined as well, and I love the new format. So go check it out if you haven't already. The Celtic Music Magazine is a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Subscribe and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. All right, I'm going to finish up with one final song. This is another one that was requested by Aaron Nix, in fact. It is from my CD, Celtic Christmas Greetings. It is Christmas in the Shire. Thank you so much for listening, and I will be back next week with a Christmas special. Sláinte.
Wandered through this world of ours for countless years on end, seen wonders that I can't describe and troubles I could not mend. Yet as the year comes to a close, my heart begins to yearn for days of old and folks long gone. My thoughts go back to then. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. To find myself home once more, where life was so slow and sweet, amongst the hobbits whom I adore, old friends I can't wait to greet. The bell ringer lads made their rounds as the sun sank into bed. Farthing to farthing echoed the sounds till the moon raised up his head. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. Buckland, Tuckborough, Bywater and Bree, every fireside was alight. Warmth and comfort provided for free, crackled loud and flickered bright. With kith and kin gathered at side, we gave thanks for all we had. Where home and hearth and peace abide, our hearts were ever glad. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. Sit me down and name my pleasure mug of beer or vintage rare. Rings of smoke blown at leisure, sup a favorite hobbit fare. 6 days of feasts and frolicking fun, songs and stories to delight. Rich or poor, we all shared as one, danced and reveled long into the night. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show was produced by Mark Gundy Kiltfather. Subscribe through your favorite podcatcher or on our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.